they're not paying the club?
Sorry?
They're not paying the club?
No, nobody called him. Usually there's somebody who does, but they didn't, so what can I do? I can try and call. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa.
All right.
Anabakoa.
Then you will know how the King of the King of Kings
watches over his creatures, and conducts his universe in an ordered manner. He instituted the order of the universe so as to set it on a firm foundation and bring it to perfection in truth and faith. These deep matters are way beyond the grasp of the human mind. No man has ever succeeded in fathoming the wisdom of his Creator and traveling the path of truth and justice in order to grasp and understand the works of God. But now, I will lay these matters before you in a single, all-inclusive introductory work that will enable you to understand the way the world is run and how God gives each day's portion of food and sustenance to all his creatures, each in its proper time. The foundation.
What section are you reading?
I'm reading the book itself, Mishkanei Elyon.
Oh, you went all the way down to the temple building then, huh?
Right.
Okay, that's because I was up there where the Prayer for All Nations was.
Right, I have done the Prayer for All Nations in another recording.
Okay.
And there's a few other sections between there and where I am. But it's titled, you know, Mishkanei Elyon.
Introduction.
Right. We just finished the introduction, and now we're reading the foundation stone. You want to go ahead and read that?
I don't know if I got it right or not. That's introduction, Mishkanei Elyon, and then the next section is introduction and the foundation stone. Is that the next section?
Yeah, the foundation stone is where we're ready to go.
Okay, I'll be glad to read. When the Creator willed the creation of this world, he included everything in 10 great lights, the 10 Sephirot, from which all the different creatures emerge like branches extending from the trunk of the tree. There is nothing in the world of existence that does not have its place in the supreme chariot. The last of these 10 lights, Malchut, is called Shekhinah.
Shekhinah. Good.
The indwelling presence. It is there that all existing beings are rooted. Understand this well, for besides the roots that all existing beings have in the other higher lights, they also have a root in the Shekhinah.
Shekhinah,
which is therefore called the mother of children. Everything comes forth from her hands, and for this reason, all things are rooted in her. Understand that there is a special place known to her where all these roots come together. This is the heavenly temple. In that place is the root of all things, both those that depend on her and those that depend on the other higher lights. In that place are the roots of the earth and all it contains, the heavens of the heavens, and all their hosts without exception. In the middle of the place where all these roots come together, there is a single stone. This is in the Holy of Holies of the heavenly temple. This stone is most precious. It possesses every kind of beauty and charm. It is called the foundation stone. There is a corresponding stone in this world, the lower world, in the place of the Holy of Holies, as will be explained later. Stretching out in all directions from this stone are channels and pathways leading to all things. At their start, these channels are great highways, governing and regulating all the different orders and species of created beings. all of which have a deep inner knowledge of their root paths. From here, they all receive their share of the constant substance given to them by the King. Branching off from these highways are countless smaller pathways containing the individual roots of every single being in creation, from the biggest to the smallest. Each one has its own unique pathway. All these channels and pathways start in the place I mentioned at the outset, from the point where they all join together in the stone in the middle of this place. The Creator watches over them and scans them all with a single glance. This is the secret of the verse. He forms their hearts together. He understands all their works. For this stone stands at the heart of the universe, and there all things are gathered in and joined together and scanned in a single glance by the King.
If you go back to the second paragraph, in addition to the source root of a person in the ten sephirot, the person is rooted in Malchut. So it would seem that each person has two roots. One that is the source root of their soul, and one that roots their body. I'm not sure if that's what it's being referred to here. But it's also the way it's being described. It's like a monitoring system where the Creator looks at a screen, and unless there's an alarm, everything is fine. And that screen, monitor screen, is the Evanshtia, the foundation stone, where everything is rooted. The reflection of the root in Malchut is also reflected in the Evanshtia, the foundation stone. So by the Creator glancing at that stone, he's able to see what's going on the world on all levels. This is an amazing statement. And it also explains, gives us some insights into how things work. Go ahead, read the land of Israel.
Okay. In this place that I mentioned, there is a single great path surrounding the stone. This path is like a vast land containing great fortified cities, the like of whose beauty and splendor has never been seen. This entire path emerges from the light emanating in full beauty and splendor from the very essence of the luminary of which I am speaking, the Shekhinah. For this reason, this place is very holy. The earth here is holy earth, and from it emanated in the world below the land that God watches with special care, the land of Israel.
So the Evanshtia, the foundation stone, is the center point of the world. And from there's a road or a path around that center stone. And that path is referred to as the land of Israel. Go ahead, continue.
That's where that building, that big gold building, is built over the rock, right? That's where it's at, that one?
Yes, the big gold building is called the Dome of the Mosque. Or the
and
Mosque of the...
It's the Muslims the have control of that, right?
I'm sorry?
The Muslims have control of that building?
Yes, they have control of the Temple Mount. Because the Jewish state did not want to take control when they took control of Jerusalem. They felt that the world would come down upon them and they weren't prepared for that. So So they made a decision not to interfere in the governing of the city of Jerusalem. So as a legal standpoint, the way the world works in Jerusalem, it is separate from the land of Israel and the government of Israel. Although if the government of Israel doesn't like something, there is no separate army in Jerusalem. So the government of Israel is the policeman and the army and everything else in Jerusalem. But the political power in Jerusalem is held by the mayor. And the religious power is held by the Muslims in their areas, the churches in their areas, and the rabbis in their areas. And it's a very convoluted place. It's a very difficult political place to get anything accomplished.
Yeah, it would be.
But that's the reality. The Temple Mount is controlled by the Muslim world, who controls the top of the mount. And that's why they have excavated the Temple Mount and, you know, attempting, well, whatever their reasons for the excavation, I've never heard one. But I know there's archaeological digs that are destroyed by their excavations. And, you know, people are going through them trying to keep some record of what's going on and where it came from. Go ahead. The rest
around
of the world?
Around this land are numerous other paths extending from one end of the world to the other. Some inclining to the right, Hesed in kindness, and others to the left, Din, judgment. These roads were designed to produce many different lands. These are all the countries of the world. They are all under the supervision of great and powerful ministers, the Sarim, angels of the 70 nations. For this reason, all the other countries in the world should also have been pure like the land of Israel. And this also applies to the ministers appointed over them.
Keep going.
However, when humanity became corrupt, everything was thrown into turmoil and the world was spoiled. Even the ministers were drawn into impurity. This is why all the other countries became impure. Impurity took hold on every level, dividing these lands up among the impure ministers. And for this reason, they remain impure. However, this was not so when they stood in their proper order in the beginning, nor will it be so when they are set right in the future. Eventually, the other countries will also be pure, though not with the same degree of holiness as in the good land that God has given eternally to his people, Israel. Understand this well, for I am revealing to you great and awesome secrets that are rooted in the deepest wisdom. Use your intelligence and be resolute in the pursuit of wisdom and understanding in order to know something of the greatness of Eloheinu, God, at least a drop in the ocean. For one who reaches this level of understanding will have attained good measure of what lies within the power of the human mind to grasp of God's greatness and mystery. And now listen carefully and hear. I will tell you an awesome, wondrous secret.
Every human being, based on that impurity that we just read about, every human being commits idol worship because he has to go to an angel called the Sar, who's in charge of his nation. But his nation is not clearly defined within the pathways that surround the Evan Shtia. Because of the corruption of humanity leading up to Noah. And so that aspect, that impurity, affects every human being because he must get his Shefa, his flow of beneficence, through the angel. And the angel is not necessarily his angel because he's living in a country that is not connected to his nation. This applies especially to the Jewish nation, who have been thrown out of the Eretz Israel, yes, recently returned 60, 70 years ago. But anybody living outside of the land, and even those living in the land today, the impurity still exists. And so they're going to this angel, this Tsar, for their sustenance. And that is a form of idol worship. Now, I'm going to hold off on continuing because it's already 7 o'clock here, or 6 o'clock in your time. So I appreciate the effort in getting going with this class today.
And we'll continue. I'm dedicated. I'm going to be hounding you all the time.
Well, look at Jim. We'll continue tonight at 10 o'clock, your time.
That's the next one, 10?
Yeah, the next class is at 10.
Okay. Yeah, I got to get this thing working.
Hopefully you will.
Uh-huh.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.